UTEP Arts Alive is an interdisciplinary collaboration showcasing the diversity and vibrancy of the arts in the face of the global pandemic. The idea is to showcase the beauty of the university, and when we say the university, we're talking about UTEP, and include a wide range of departments, including music, theater, English, and more. This also provides a virtual connection to iconic campus locations for those who can't visit at this time. Here to tell us about it is Carrie Doyle from the Rubin Center and also part of this collaborative. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks so much, Marina. It's so nice to be here with you.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, pandemic timeline is like, who knows?
Circa 1912? I can't remember.
I don't know. Were we in corsets and petticoats? Maybe. So tell us about this program and kind of how you all decided to come together in this fashion.
Yeah, well, the Rubin Center is one partner in this collaboration in liberal arts. It includes the Centennial Museum in Chihuahuan Desert Gardens, ProMusica, the Department of Music, and the Arts and Entrepreneurship Center, as well as a collaboration with Edgar Picasso of Azul Arena, who is actually doing the production of it, and Chris Barros-Tajis, who's a former student in the Department of Music, who's doing the video editing. So we've got a whole collaboration where students and faculty members are working together. And it came together because a lot of us are doing this shift from real-life programming to virtual programming. So we've been thinking a lot about how do we reach out to our audience at this time when we can't have people on campus and when we can't be performing or having receptions or doing the kind of things that we would normally be doing. And we wanted to do that with the special recognition that people are estranged from the campus of UTEP. And, you know, we're thinking a lot about our students, but this community is full also of UTEP alumni or people who support places like the Rubin Center or the Dinner Theater. And so how could we make a connection to campus that also got to this heart of the idea that art is still alive, and artists are still practicing, and singers are still singing, and, you know, painters are still painting. It's not visible right now, but it's happening. So that was the concept, really, to connect people during this time, to connect them both with the campus of UTEP, but to say we're still here and our heart is still beating, and then also to connect people to artists, students, faculty, and alumni who are continuing to practice from all over the city during this time.
So I did like a little quick Google because, you know, I research these things before we talk. So the UTEP Arts Alive, like you do it, Google, it pops up, and then you see all these neat videos, and you're right. It's like part of it is here we are on the UTEP campus. This is what's so cool about this place that I'm in. And then I am this artist and I'm going to explain this piece of art or this work or do a performance. How do you all choose the locations and the people and all of that?
To be honest, it was very hard to sort of narrow it down. I mean, we came up with a big list of artists. Just Tobert from the Department of Artists participating. She had a lot of great ideas in the visual arts. We had, you know, Andrea Shaheen and Philippa Solis from music and Daniel Carey Whalen and Claudia Lay from the Centennial. And we all sat down and began to brainstorm about, you know, who are people who were doing interesting work and who, you know, is working hard behind the scenes right now. And we came up with a big long list. And so we're doing 12 pre-produced pieces in September and October, and they launch at noon every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then we're hopefully, campus recovery level permitting, are going to do a series of small performances in different locations on campus during what would be our homecoming week, which is October 13th through 17th. And we also made a big brainstorming list of places on campus that we missed or that people remembered or that, you know, that would be sort of iconic places on campus. We do let the artist or the performer also kind of, you know, give their input about what they'd like to do. But for example, our inaugural one was inside the UTEP Lekang, you know, right at the center of campus and something like so uniquely and weirdly UTEP, our Bhutanese temple in the middle of campus. We've used the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens. We've used multiple locations in Fox Fine Arts. We're getting over to the kind of beautiful grounds in front of the, you know, the chemistry and engineering buildings. We have one that's actually being produced where the artist himself is in Juarez and is going to be playing from his own home. But the scenery that we're using is that amazing view we have of Juarez over Sun Bowl Drive. So we're just trying to evoke the feeling of moving through campus and being on campus. And then also this kind of underground snapshot, an incomplete snapshot for sure. There's tons more people we could have included, and we do hope to continue on a little bit after this, but an underground snapshot of what's happening in the arts while all of us are staying at home.
Yeah, so that's the part when you said, you know, you got together, you brainstorm. How do you even know what these people are up to? Because like we're all under our own little rocks. Did you just kind of assume, hey, we know these people are creative, they're up to something, or do you just...
It does come out of a lot of personal context. I mean, between all of us, between the Department of Art, the Rubin Center, the Music Department, the Centennial, you know, liberal arts itself, we're in touch with people, and we're in touch also with faculty and students who are kind of struggling. How do they share what they're doing at this time? And, you know, there are lots of virtual platforms, and we know this is one more of many, but we think what's special about this is really trying to connect those two concepts, that concept of being back on campus and also people's desire to share what they're up to. But it's a large group with a lot of different well-networked people in there. So I think that's kind of how we came up with some of this.
You know what? You're right. I mean, I think to be a person in the arts, you have to be a curious cat to begin with.
Yeah, you dig a little bit and figure out what's going on. And
So how's it? I asked the other person I talked to earlier, like, what are you learning from this process?
You know, one of the things that we're learning is to accept and embrace virtual formats. I think there's a little period of mourning, perhaps we're still in it slightly, this idea of like, you know, those of us that work in the arts, a lot of what we do is being face to face around other people, our public, other artists, you know, audiences. And so we're really starting to think about this. And, you know, at the Rubin Center, like we take a lot of the things that we do as this sort of like experiment or risk taking. So, you know, if it doesn't work out perfectly this time, we're going to learn something from it. So we're really trying to figure out, you know, in this format, what is the way that we can really touch people? What is the way that's really going to kind of, that's going to stand out among all the stuff that we're all looking at all the time. But also, I think for me, I've really been deeply moved by how invested the artists in our community are to continuing to make work during this time. You think about people who are performing or making artwork, there are very little opportunities for exhibition, for performance, for the kind of things that, you know, pay the rent and, yep. you know, as well as give you that sort of feedback that can be so important when you're working in isolation, that sort of feedback you get from the viewing public or the listening public. And so I've been really deeply impressed by how dedicated our campus and community artists are to their craft during this time, and how, they're continuing to push boundaries and move forward with their projects. And so it's exciting for me to have the opportunity to see what people are up to as well.
It's really cool because it's like we're in the middle of it and yet things are happening. I wonder what this time will look like in history when we look back at, you know, the art, because there's the art that you're aware of and then there's all the stuff that we're not aware of.
I mean, I do think about that a lot, is sort of like people, you know, locked up in their apartment composing things that we're going to hear 5 years down the line, or, you know, a painter or a sculptor sort of taking this closed in environment and making something that, you know, represents that or helps us understand that or challenges that. And not to mention the political environment that we're living in, but just sort of, you know, I don't doubt that there's just so much creativity happening behind closed doors that we're not going to see for some time. And so, maybe this just gives you a little glimpse at what might be happening out there.
So speaking of a glimpse, how do we get to experience UTEP Arts Alive? I mean, I know they go live Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I think you said, but if we miss them, how do we catch them?
If you miss them, the best place to look is on the archived Facebook page, which is in the College of Liberal Arts. So that's utep.edu/UTEP/ArtsAlive. You can Google UTEP Arts Alive and you're going to get to that Facebook page, but it's a page. I mean, I'm sorry, you're going to get to that webpage. There's a page within the College of Liberal Arts website that is archiving all of this. So I recommend you Google UTEP Arts Alive. There's also a YouTube page that's UTEP Arts Alive. So if you want to go directly to that page, it has a little less sort of background information on the artists and things like that, but the videos are all available there as well.
And we've got a couple of weeks left to catch the live ones, right? Because you said it'll continue through the week of homecoming?
None of them are actually live. They get launched at noon on Friday. So we are right now in conversations about what might be possible on the UTEP campus during what would be homecoming week. And again, we're imagining very small socially distanced audiences, you know, a handful of people in the Centennial Plaza, you know, perhaps a few people in the Chihuahuan Desert Garden, but we're closely monitoring the campus recovery situation to see if that's possible. If not, you will get an extra special 5 videos that week as well.
So either way, we're covered.
You're covered. You're going to get some good content. Just like sit back in your armchair and Google YouTube Arts Alive. We're there. You'll find us.
I love it. I love it. Today, my guest has been Carrie Doyle. We've been talking about the UTEP Arts Alive program. And really, she's right. Just Google UTEP Arts Alive and the archive will pop up and then you can kind of catch up to the program. Thank you so much for staying in touch with our creative community and for working with everybody else on campus because, y'all are doing something really, really cool. So thank you so much and thank you for sharing it with us here on State of the Arts.
Thanks for letting me be a part of this, Marina.
Today, my guest has been Carrie Doyle.